Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 8. I'll read the first 6 verses, then we'll begin our study, okay? 1 Corinthians 8, verses 1 through 6. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. If any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in this world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, by the way, do y'all have that in your Bible in the lowercase g? You have that. If it's in uppercase, get rid of your Bible and get a good Bible, okay? Should be in lowercase g. That they be called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us, and I underline this in my outline, but to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Now, you'll notice it here in this chapter, verse number 1. Paul started out by saying, now it's touching these things. The word touching we talked about earlier, it means concerning. And this is the third question of a series of questions in the book of 1 Corinthians that Paul has answered. You remember along with in our study, there's about 6 questions as you go through the book of 1 Corinthians that the church at Corinth asked the Apostle Paul. And Paul, beginning in our last study in chapter number 7, he began to answer those questions. You remember, the church at Corinth was a problem church. They were a carnal church. They were charismatic. When we get into chapter number 12, they had all these gifts. And matter of fact, he'll say in verse number 1, chapter number 12, now concerning the spiritual gifts, because they asked Paul about spiritual gifts. So I said that he's from verse chapter number 7 on, even to chapter 16, verse 1, when he talks about now concerning the offerings on the first day of the week. He answers 6 questions, at least 6 questions that the church had asked Paul because they had some real problems. And remember, the background in Corinth. Paul went up there in Corinth. He was there 18 months. And while he was there, a lot of people got saved. And he started a church out of these people who, the city of Corinth was one of the most carnal, immoral cities on the face of the earth at that time. We talked about this here weeks now. It's been a month or two ago about city of Corinth, the temple worship and all of the things that they encompassed in that. Even kids, and I remember I mentioned by the time a young boy was 13 years old on his 13th birthday, the daddy would take the boy as a birthday present to the Temple of Aphrodite. Temple of Aphrodite was the temple of the goddess of love. And they would have at least 1,000 priestesses, is what they called themselves, in this glorious temple that sat on a hill overlooking the sea. And that they were called priestesses, but literally they were prostitutes. And that was his birthday present. Can you imagine a 13-year-old boy come and get your birthday present, okay? This was the kind of city these people had grown up in. They were raised in this kind of environment, immoral, all kinds of things. So they had a lot of questions. They were saved. But yet, remember in chapter number 7, now concerning these things you wrote me of about marriage, if your wife or husband is an unbeliever, and they want to stay married to you, by all means, stay married. Because it's a problem. Paul, I'm a believer. They're an unbeliever. What do I do? Stay married. Anyway, you remember he answered these questions about the virgins. And he answered the issues about marriage, divorce, remarriage, being single, all that in chapter number 7. Now he answers another question. Verse number 1. Now touching those things offered unto idols. He's answering another question. What about this, Paul? This meat that's going around the city of Corinth, what do we do about it? And we'll get this, we'll talk a little bit more about it in verse number 4. But the background is back then they didn't have the Publixes or the Max Meat or the Greens Market, like kind of like what we do today. They'd have marketplaces where they'd get the meat from the temple, and we'll get in that in verse number 4. But can we eat this meat, Paul? And that was the question. It's offered to idols. So Paul answers that question here in chapter number 8. Now, as touching those things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. It's interesting. Knowledge of what, Paul? Well, we know, because we're children of God, that we have knowledge about idols and the knowledge of the one true God. We know there's a huge difference. And that's what he's talking about, knowledge. That we know some, we already know some things. We have knowledge. And he's going to get more in detail about idols and the one true God. But you should already know these things, all right? But notice this phrase, knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. The phrase knowledge puffeth up, it literally means you're a big blowhard. That's what knowledge does to you, to a lot of people. It inflates your ego. And that's what he's saying. Knowledge puffeth up. The word puffeth literally means that it's an exaltation of self. You become arrogant and proud because I know something now. I have all these degrees, you know, or whatever. And I'm not against education. Believe me, I is one, okay? I is an educated man. You get the point. You know, I've been to school. You can't tell. Been to college, a little bit of college. And anyway, there's nothing wrong with education, but don't let it puff you up and build you up to think that, well, just because you know something other people don't know, that you're better than them. And that's what Paul is saying. We have knowledge, but be careful with the knowledge you have that you don't think you're better than other people. And actually, we're going to find out he's talking about other believers, the weak believers. He's going to deal with this in chapter 8. There are some stronger believers in the church who could eat this meat. The weaker believers could not, because it's against, let me use the word, great conviction was on it, and their conscience would not allow them to eat that meat that was offered to idols. So he said, listen, don't let this knowledge puff you up, because you know the difference, okay? And then he says, but charity edifieth. The word edifieth means builds up. While it's built up, and it builds up others and not yourself. That's the difference. Between knowledge, it tends to build yourself up. Boy, ain't I something. I've been to school and all these things. But charity, it builds up others. That's what he's saying here. The difference between the two, one puffs up and one edifies, is very striking. The one is all about yourself, the knowledge, as much as I can gain. The other is all about others, that charity. And then this note, some Christians grow, others just swell up. In other words, just puff up. Because they become more knowledgeable, they become more grounded in God's Word. And instead of being humbled, because we know more about God's Word, it puffs a lot of preachers up, and a lot, not just Bible students and all, because we just went through the book of Ecclesiastes with Kyle, who did a tremendous job. And Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and Proverbs. Didn't he write Song of Solomon? Yeah. Song of Solomon, sure he did. Anyway, he wrote those three books, and it talked about vanity of vanities and knowledge and all that. It talked about learning. Where did it get me? I know all these things, and Solomon was the wisest man in the world at that time, one of the wisest men that ever lived, and he even said, sometimes it's good not to know. The old adage, sometimes ignorance is bliss. Now, I'm not promoting being ignorant, you understand? But sometimes it's good not to know certain things, okay? Because when we begin to know, and it puffs us up, not just on an educational point of view, but also just things people about other people's lives. And I'm gonna leave it alone. We ought to stay out of other people's business.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.